Nervos.
Nothing. The development of creatures were uncertain as they are today. Life as we call it is actually dead materia that was risen from dust. Some materia took different forms and shapes and paths and... yeah, formations. Some died in the battle of life and death. We never saw them. And these words were actually aimed to put in the border of the line, like we call the line of life, the human race borderlines. This is a more or less developed conceptual view of what this borderline can look like. Sometimes the pattern can look like harmony. Sometimes they break free and groups, formations, spacing, but we know them to be organic. Do you understand what I'm saying? No? Well, I'm talking about the human race. The human race is born equal, or so they like to think, anyway. Oh, look at that one. It sticks out. Can you see it? Right there. Oh, shit. This could mean danger. Doesn't have to be, but it could be. Whenever a creature sticks out, there becomes an organic shift in the race. And this can express itself as like empty space, or even worse, group formations. Yeah, look at that. It's happening as we speak. Isn't that magic? Yes, it's like a little bit scary, I know. But don't worry, we're just on the outside looking in. Sometimes when this group formation happens, impulsive aggressive behavior can appear.
If you study it carefully,
you see it happening right now.
Right now.
No, not there.
There.
Yeah, there, look. Ouch. That hurts. Both physical and emotional. Here is where the fundamental cannibalism of the human race is born, through fear. As you know, you can see of the group formation's dynamic, shifts and instability appears. This causes frustration and forces the groups to take a really good and strong stand. Now you can see how the dominating ones are. Also called like the survival of the fittest, or the fists, or yeah, whatever. Look at them trying to break through. It's beautiful, don't you think? Of course, we always have the ones with the split personality that dare to go to attack and take a stand, and then fall again and rise up. It's not always the people you thought that was going to make it through to the other side that do. Oh, look at those two. They made it. What are they doing? Yes, I see. The human race is known to have the appearance of swans. But more of the often you can hear them being like ducks. Have you heard about the ducks? They do group rape. Yes, it's true, they do. When ducks mate, they often are like in groups, or let's call them man ducks, that have intercourse with one and the same female duck. This act can appear very aggressive and degrading, and it's very painful for the female duck. They of course almost never ever talk about it. She's a duck. Like a duck face. And sometimes when different groups meet different groups, something like Big Bang can happen. I said, sometimes when different groups hit different groups, something like an explosion can happen. Hello, can someone hear me? The borders make you hate each other and you can crash like a war zone. That's it. They don't always listen, as you can see. This is when the human race do their individual soul searching, most of them independent from each other. They look within to try to find themselves and their intimate sore spots, which they would never, ever let anyone reach. No. Never. Not like that. Stop! Not there. Ouch! Did you hear what I just said? Stop it! Don't! Listen. No, never! Not like that, stop! Not there, ouch! Did you hear what I just said? Stop it! No, never!
Never,
never.
Not like that, stop!
Stop, stop! Not there,
not there. Ouch.
Ouch!
Did you hear what I just said? Stop it! Don't listen! No, never, not like that!
Stop,
not there, ouch!
Did you hear what I just
no,
said?
No, never,
stop
not like
it.
That!
Don't!
Stop. Listen,
no,
not there,
never,
ouch!
Not like that!
Stop! Did you hear what I just said? Stop it!
Ouch!
Don't!
Did you hear what I just said?
No, never, not like that! Stop!
Not there,
not like that!
Ouch!
Not there! Did you hear what I just said? Stop it!
Don't
listen!
No,
never, not like that! Stop!
Not there!
This can be a painful experience and can give different results for different people. But they always solve the loneliness and the fear of meeting themselves in the mirror with something called love.
Love, yeah.
Yeah, this is really love. I thought so, because love can cross every border, religion, culture, group formation.
They say
anyway.
They seem to have one problem, though.
The different groups and their systems have nothing to do with love, more with right and wrong. And this has colored the love situation. So when the human race back to Swan, their whole lives in couples, they find each other, but the right and the wrongs always seem to come between them. Wait a minute. That one is totally alone. Oh, poor thing. Can you see her? She hasn't found anyone yet. Oh. No, but look, what is she doing? She's intervening with the couple right there. Oh my God. Well, I've heard this happen sometimes, and it's actually quite common. Because of the inner urge to be right, of course the thought of being two of the same often leads to problems, both for the twosome itself, but also for the bigger picture. But they seem to not have the knowledge to change this behavior, because they seem to always come back to the same partners, with someone dominating the others and then the other way around. I think they still call it love or passion, maybe. I'm not really sure. Look at that one, again, she's doing it. Intervening. Of course, all of these different organic layers make a development of the human necessity, not always good or bad. Though the race seems to do that a lot, but put themselves like in categories and of right and wrong and good and bad, that again put them right back to where they started. Different groups. Look at that.
Oh my God.
Oh la la. Freeze! Some people think they are better than others, or better than the other groups. It seems like the development of the race is close to cannibalism because of the lack of empathy and understanding for one another and all. It's like they feed off their own safety nets and groups without understanding the animalistic facts of the more the merrier. That's how nature rules. What does all of this say about the human race? And what does it say about them? Some people, if we can call them people, are more like haunted animals, but totally filled with shame. This leads to the physics of pressure. Anxiety. This is cutting them. And nobody wants to talk, see, or listen. See, listen, or talk. Talk, see, or listen. See, listen, or talk. A small group of people that are the highest on the food chain often try to look the other way or talk about their problem. It can sound something like this. Have you heard there money is almost like food. They need it to survive, and they would do anything for it. Still, they say, don't say that. Disgusting. Get them far away from us. We have nothing to give. Oh, look at them.
Pathetic.
Pathetic. Can they just leave us alone? Yes, the group dynamics at this point starts to become complicated. Nobody talks, sees, or listens to each other. The alliance between them and them, and us in the groups become very, very clear. Because of these groups' formations, they have developed a concrete system between what theirs and ours. They call it countries. Often they have security people by the lines that they split their home landings, called borders, I think. It is like castles or cattles. They're like fenced in and fenced out, whichever you want to put it into. Like every block of rounds or land often have their own rules and languages. This protocol that they defend with their lives, if necessary, even if they don't understand. Some more privileged than others, of course. This is often built of the lucky star of what they want to do, called like destiny. You're just born into it. Because you can see the different land and areas, of course, have more natural resources. These are the human race don't share of giving away. No way. Here is where the money comes in. You have money and negotiate skills, then you can get it all. Well, poor you. Well, you can't buy food, and in some countries, it's not a rule that you can ask for something for free. This is called begging, and you can actually go to the prison. Prison is where they put the people that don't follow the rules. Everybody should really pay attention now, because it's really important to follow the rules and codes of the area that you're in. Some countries are more strict about this than others. They also have emotional codes and structures that are almost impossible to understand if you weren't in that group formation from the start. They move and they act together, and they don't like to much stick out. If you're not in the money-making privilege, destined to have all the natural resources landings, you're probably in the deep shit. Because the human race is not known to help someone outside their own group, this makes them highly uncomfortable. Yeah, to help someone. Even more uncomfortable than to see another group sell themselves out or swarm like worms in their own coffins. Because this group dies out in hope to be reborn. This is actually what some of the groups think they will anyway. And some of them actually do. If you are so lucky that you experience the concept of reincarnation, you should wish to be a pet dog. Especially in the region of the upper class groups. They will treat you really well. They will teach you everything, like sit, roll over, and you get treats. And then they walk the dog. Sometimes the human race rise and stand together as one. This strategy to survive works up until one of the weaker ones become left behind. So even if you're physically weak, you can be mentally strong. They are called the mental strong people, putting them on top on the food chain, surviving every obstacle they really meet just by brain force. Because it seems as much as the human race try to put themselves in groups, they are lonely. They are born alone and they die alone. And everything in between they call the circle of life.